When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You guys have a job today.
Oh, no. Don't make us work. Sweet Jesus, no.
Nope, no. All of you have a job.
Okay.
You are assigned to give me some perspective. Are you ready?
Okay.
So, So, 2013 started and I was like, this is going to be a good year, right? I'm like, this is going to be my year. And I have this thing about odd years and even years, and I usually odd years are better years for me, but I've had like several really bad years in a row, right? And it's just like one kind of thing that goes wrong after another thing that goes wrong, and you're like, well, surely I'm due for a good year.
Right.
It's my turn for a good year. And this year starts, and it starts off like a disaster with some friends, and I was like, wow, is this really happening on New Year's Eve? How's this happening? Like, just a horrible evening. It's just been like one thing after another thing after another thing that's going wrong or falling apart or not doing well and stuff that's totally out of my control. Like an audit by the IRS for wardrobe deductions in 2009 and 2010. And you know, I don't do my taxes. I have a guy that I pay to do my taxes. He does my taxes. I pay my taxes. So they're like, well, we want to look at 2010 and we want to look at 2009. And, you know, with penalties and interest, it's like a gazillion dollars because of that. And then it's just like everything that could go wrong this week has gone wrong. Like this house that I've been trying to like fix and, you know, because we live in a difficult area to get permits 2 years into the process. And I don't even want to tell you how much money I've spent on it later. Got rejected on the permits again. Like just endless, endless, endless things like. You know, then I'm like, well, do I go after the accountant who did the taxes? Do I go after the kid that was supposed to get the permits for 2 years that I've paid an exorbitant amount of money to do it? Do you, you know, oh my God, you guys, a lawsuit that we've been dealing with that we were hoping would be over in May. The judge has now pushed the hearing back to September. So we can't get into another deal with a different partner because now we pushed that all the way back to September. So that deal that was supposed to be over, contractually speaking, in June now has been automatically extended because of this lawsuit. So it's just like, I mean, one thing after the next thing after the next thing. And a lot of it, you know, I'm like, well, what's my recourse? Like with all these different things that go wrong, I'm on the phone with my lawyer. I'm like, well, what's my recourse? And he's like, well, do you want to spend $50,000 to get 20 or do you, you know, to go after the kid who messed up your permits? Or do you, you know, it gets to a place where I'm like, all right, There's no use crying over spilled milk, right?
Right.
But yet I feel like crying over spilled milk. Do something.
Now, when do we get to bring our perspective
now,
into this?
Now. Because, like, part of me wants to be like, no, and fight these things. And the other part of me is like, oh, my God, the amount of energy and money and time you'll waste trying to fight all this stuff is just going to make it worse. So, like, what, you take the hit and you move forward and you be grateful? Or do you say, like, this is not cool? Like, that accountant was incompetent and you need to cover the interest and the penalties because I paid you good money to do this job the right way? Or, like, what do you do? Is it a move on? I'm ready. Go.
Okay. Two things.
Okay.
From my perspective, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?
Happy.
Okay.
Want to be happy?
Good question.
Okay, I want to be happy. I don't feel happy right now.
You know, if you could just see Jillian right now, she's going, I want to be happy, but both her fists are clenched on the desk.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I want to be happy.
And me thinks.
Yeah.
Me thinks.
Yep.
You need to make a gratitude list.
Okay. Right.
Like this is, I don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to, what do you call it? Negate these things. These are big issues and they've affected you and they affect you emotionally because it's like people that you trusted let you down.
It's people that I paid good money that like have caused all of these disasters for me that has cost me a lot of money. And you know, my New Year's resolution was to be responsible with money. And I'm like,
but Jillian, you are.
And like one fell swoop, I'm like, I'm going to have to have spent more. You know, I'm like, this is unbelievable. And I'm doing stuff like, you know, shutting down storage units and being really proud of myself. I'm like, I just saved $250 a month. And
but that's huge. That's
like, we don't need to heat the pool in these particular months. Turn the heater off. I saved $50. You know, it's like, but now I'm like, oh my God. Like, I can't even tell you, Janice,
a
gratitude list.
You are taking responsibility. You are being more responsible with your money because you're cleaning up what had to be cleaned up. And that's going to cost you some money to do that. Unfortunately, this is the country we live in. It costs us money to clean up our kind of stuff. Even fair or unfair.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're in a bracket that they're going to come at you.
Oh, my God. Right? And again, it's like, look, I've been around the world. I know what a privilege it is to live in this country. So it's like, all right, if this is the amount that you have to pay to be able to live in a country with clean water, well, cleaner than
right,
Haiti,
right.
You know, clean water, electricity, you know, doctors, it is a gift to be able to live here. And the opportunities that are provided in this country, I know what a gift that is. And so you got to pay for those pleasures and those privileges. I would like some say so as to where my money goes, but that's a different I'm tired of killing Arabs, but with that conversation, you know, that's fine. We don't need to get into that. That's a whole nother conversation.
But back to the gratitude list.
Okay, good.
It's very simple. It can be like I can drive my car today. I'm grateful I have a car I can drive.
Right.
And I know it's really simplistic.
No,
I'm grateful that as Jake asked you when you came in, how are the kids doing?
Yep. No, the kids
They're
are
healthy.
Good.
You know, I'm grateful that my body feels good. You
know,
your body looks great. You're looking fantastic.
Oh,
I'm grateful.
Well, thank
That's
you.
That's the only compliment you're going to get from me.
Today, I'll take it.
Just by the way.
That's fine.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's really, if you take it down and get a piece of foolscap.
What's foolscap?
The piece of the paper. You can make it the colored paper.
Foolscap?
Foolscap.
Why, though? Why not just say paper?
Well, I don't know. It just came out of my mouth. Take a piece of paper, and then
foolscap.
Just with lines on them.
I'm not even going to pick on her. I'm so
and
tired.
And maybe 10 every day. Just write 10 things you're grateful for every day. And honestly, it could be like, oh, man, my foot doesn't hurt today. I'm grateful for that. Seriously, break it down.
Oh, shoot.
Because you're being overwhelmed with all this. It's just too big. It's too big, and you get bombarded, and then you come in, and you're like, oh, my God.
Sometimes it just feels like I'm trying to move the needle in one direction. That's been, like, the story of my life these past 4 years. I cannot move the needle forward. So, like, I was just talking to the CFO of my company, and he's like, but you've got the book coming out, and the DVD's coming, and this is, and I'm like, but that's – that's the norm. Like, all these areas that I want to progress the business, like, we're not producing shows. Why are we not producing shows? Ryan Seacrest produces shows. Like, a lot of other people that have gotten
oh,
to my
position.
Oh, you
mean for somebody
else? Right. Okay, gotcha. Like, produce other people's shows. I can't make progress there. Like, I feel like professionally, I just keep, I'm good. It's like, here's your wheelhouse. Yay. Okay, good. But to move, to progress, push the needle forward has been a challenge. So now I'm like, my big thing is like, I'm saving money. I'm responsible with money. I have kids now. And I'm being, you know, that's my New Year's resolution, is to stop buying things mm-hmm. and start, and money is very uncomfortable for me too. I get very weird about money. And I think it has to do with my upbringing. But like, the way that people don't want to talk about weight, I don't want to talk about money.
Right.
Okay. I get super weird about it. And, you know, like, the bill will come and I'll just pick it up. Because the thought of everybody having to be like, okay, you owe $20. Who had the burrata salad? Yours is 23. I'm like, ugh, I can't stand it. It makes me so uncomfortable. I want to die. And it definitely comes from my background. But it's – so for me, like, to start looking at finances and dealing with finances and trying to be responsible and talking about money and looking at the things that come in every month and dealing with all that stuff, it's like – I'm moving the needle, and then I'm like, you know, the IRS, you owe $1 trillion, and half of it is penalties. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, the IRS thing, that stinks. It does stink.
But it's not like I didn't pay a really good accountant or try to get out of my taxes. So I guess, but you're right. It's like, okay, do I want to be right or do I want to be happy? So I just. It's like
you want to be
no,
right.
You just think you can mitigate the damage in some way.
I know what I mean?
Where it's like, you, I paid you to do this. It was your job to do this. Go into your errors and omissions policy and you pay, you know, the penalties and what have you. But or with this kid, I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to make it my mission in life to disembowel you. Like, it's gone on for 2 years, right? And every step of the way, as I get these bills, I'm like, where are we? And he's apparently been lying. Like, we're here and we got there. Well, I came to find out this week that, like, the permits have been kicked back twice, that everything's screwed up, that nothing was done properly. Everything needs to be redone. And I've, let's just say, a lot of money into it. And the thing is, like, I can't walk away from it because the house is falling down around us. Like, it needs to be fixed. You can't sell it the way that it is. And it's just a mess.
However, one element you've forgotten in the equation with the young man who screwed up the thing is, what part did you play in it? And that is, you continue to ask him to do that stuff.
Another great thing you say to me, that is so, I didn't continue. Well, I'm an interior designer, and I got convinced every step of the way that it was where it needed to be, and it wasn't. And you know something? My gut told me a year ago, this kid doesn't know what he's doing.
And you didn't.
And then they sat down, and we're here. They look at the whole grid and a pyramid of the different committees and what needed to be, and all the things that had happened. And I was like, oh, well, I didn't realize it was such a complex process. No, what, you know. And I just, unfortunately, I should have talked to somebody else. You're right. It's like, I should have trusted my gut. And, you know, so, all right, we're sort of getting back on track. But I think what I'm trying to say to everybody out there is, if you're like me at this moment, crying over spilled milk on something and thinking that you want recourse,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
If that recourse is going to cost you more energy and money and time than just letting it go and moving on, it sort of comes down to what Janice said. It's like, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? And it's, and then you're right. Let's think about all the things I'm grateful for. Number one, I'm grateful that this IRS bill is not going to, it's really upsetting me, but it's not going to financially break me. I'm not declaring bankruptcy because of this IRS bill. It's a bummer, but it's like, well, okay. You know, luckily, you know, we're still fine. But,
and you'll be clean, and then you'll be clean of it. You'll be clean of it.
Oh,
plus
God.
The beauty part.
Who knows? The IRS is vicious these
I know
days.
They are.
They have
they
gone
are.
After everyone I know because we're broke. Government's broke.
Yeah.
But, I mean, with that said, I think you're right. And, you know, I'm lucky my family is healthy, you know, and I love my family. I have a great family, and they're healthy. I get to do what I love for my work. Even when I don't get to do all that I love, I do love what I do, and that's important. And I do have the privilege of living in this country. And I got to tell you, I mean, that's, again, go somewhere in Africa that isn't the richest part of South Africa. Go somewhere in Africa. Go to Haiti. Go into South America. And, you know, because I've traveled the world and I have friends from all over the world, I have a friend who just moved from Argentina and he's like, you have no idea. And I was like, oh my God, Argentina, I've always wanted to go. You must miss it. Do you love it? And he was like, oh my God, the government is so corrupt and everything's falling apart and this, that, and the other. And we barely escaped and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, Argentina, really? Like, no idea. Had no idea. Yeah. I know the fact that we live
don't
here.
Yeah.
We don't. And I know how lucky I am to live here. And so, okay. All right. I'd rather be happy than right. And I'll find 10 things that I'm grateful about. You are not one of them.
I know. I know that. I'm going to buy you some colored paper to write your gratitude list down. And then I want you to mail it to me every week.
Why can't I just email it to you?
Oh, yeah. That's true. I forgot about that. Okay. We're good now. Are you good now?
I mean, I'm not totally happy.
No, I know. I know. It's a wound. It's a wound.
I'm not elated. But I'm feeling slightly lighter.
I think you need a little bite of your sangoich.
I'm really into this caffeine situation right now.
That's all you need is more caffeine.
Little e-boost.
Okay.
I just I'm going to get a little e-boost drip, and then I think I'll be happy all the time.
Okay. We'll be right back.
You've seen her as the star of NBC's hit show, The Biggest Loser. Now is your chance to see her live. Jillian Michaels, Maximize Your Life Tour.
It's time for you to ask, why not me? Why not me to be healthy? Why not me to be happy? Your health is the platform that your entire life is built upon. And when your health is solid, every aspect of your life will flourish. Join me as we motivate each other and maximize our lives.
Visit JillianMichaels.com for details.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, miss. Yes, miss.
Alrighty, I thought we could do, I know you like these snappy fitness segments.
I do. What do you go by, Ms., Miss, or Miss? What do you like to be called? Or just Jillian?
Okay. So. Just Jillian.
Just Jillian.
Jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
Jillian. Just Jillian. Yeah.
That's funny.
Trying to make me feel old with the Ms. and the Mrs. and the whole.
Well, I've never written you a letter, addressed a letter to you, so I wouldn't know where to put Ms.
And in a letter, you would put Ms. Michaels?
Some would.
You wouldn't say, hey, Jill?
No, I mean on the letter, on the actual.
You wouldn't say Jillian Michaels?
You know what? There's a thing called mail that some people still use.
And on the front of the envelope, it wouldn't say Ms. Michaels. It would say Jillian Michaels.
Yeah, but if it was official, if I was writing you an official letter, I would have to say.
What, are you suing me? You're writing me an official letter?
Yes.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm suing you.
What are you doing? If I sent you an official subpoena?
No. You know what I mean. Okay, I'm sorry. We were doing something snappy, and all of a sudden,
started talking about lawsuits.
Got to be quiet. Got to learn to be lawsuits. My yes, God. I'm suing you.
Well, okay. You're not the first.
I know.
That I won't settle. I'll never settle. Freaking shysters. I know. I've got your number.
I'll never settle.
I'll never settle.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. You ready?
I am.
This is about balance training.
Okay.
Yeah, so training to improve your balance. If you're an athlete, if you play a sport, or even if you're just athletic.
Or yoga.
Or
wanting to do yoga.
Sure, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Balance.
Yeah. So how do you improve your balance, right? Well, here we go. So contrary to popular belief, back in the day, I think I've talked about this once or twice on the show, we used to think that throwing you on like a Swiss ball and having you do tricks and, you know, getting on a friggin' Bosu ball and all of that would give you the best results. But all of the current research is saying that's not true, that you get better results in speed, strength, power, and balance, believe it or not, by exercising on a stable platform. There was one study in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning back in 2007 that showed that soccer players who did lower body exercises with both feet on the floor saw greater improvement in all the things I just mentioned, power, speed, jumping, agility, and balance, than those who did the exercises on an unstable surface.
That's right, because you told me that that funny tricep exercise I gave myself wasn't...
Well, it was a waste of time because you worked small muscles,
right,
but that's
right.
Okay, Janice.
But so the unstable, okay.
Well, you can get unstable. So if you raise a leg or you're bounding or you're hopping or you're jumping and then you're having to stabilize your body weight, but you want to perform those exercises mm-hmm. on a stable platform.
Gotcha.
Number two, train unilaterally. So try to avoid things like barbells and instead use dumbbells.
Yep.
Or presses with barbells. When you train unilaterally, one arm, one leg, what you're forcing your body to do is balance out your strength because you're always going to have one side that's stronger. Exactly.
And that side will automatically compensate for if you are using a barbell, what you're saying.
Is yeah. So if the right side is stronger, the right side's going to do more work than the left. So
right.
It's always better to work with dumbbells in those cases instead of barbells
yep.
so that you can work independently or unilaterally. I'll even do push-ups. I'm not able to do like three full sets of push-ups on one arm, but I'll sometimes do push-ups on one arm on my knees and bust out like left arm, right arm, just so I can strengthen independently.
What's your do you have a really significant
my
stronger...
left is the stronger side, which is really odd because I'm
right-handed.
But I've heard something like it has to do with the position of your heart. Like
I
have one, the whole left side of my body is bigger. One of my eyeballs is bigger. One of the chest area a little bigger.
Everybody's got one chest area
that's bigger. One is like a C. It's my favorite one. The other one is a B. That one.
I don't care for you, but I like
you. You make me happy. Yeah.
Oh, it's funny.
And I digress. Okay. So be a generalist in that I want you to cross train. The reality is the more versatility you utilize in your training regimen is going to create better balance. And it also keeps you from overworking certain muscles and underutilizing other muscles.
Yep.
So mix it up. We talk about this all the time. Not only does it keep you from plateauing, but it helps you balance out your body and train in a more balanced way. So you're not only creating balance with regard to your physicality, but you're creating better balanced skills.
Gotcha.
Stay skillful. So what I mean by this is get outside and practice everything you would do inside, outside. So go for a run outside because the ground is unstable.
Right.
If you do stairs on the Stairmaster, go outside and run the stairs because those stairs have they worn down in certain places. You know, there's all kind of different ones higher than the other one is. When you get outside and you're hiking or you're climbing or you're running or you're stair stepping, working outside, the terrain is uneven and you're going to have unpredictable obstacles. Plus, you've got the force of wind, believe it or not. Like when you bike or you're running against the wind and the elements.
Which for sure. There's squirrels running all over. You got to dodge them. No, but it's true. Have you ever been walking? There's all the, or a cougar, you gotta run. I love, that's a great tip though. Just take it outside because there's all the elements. It's very true.
Well, it wasn't about running from
cougars and squirrels.
From predatory animals.
But you're right though, the unevenness. But you have to be so much more aware. In the gym, you can completely zone out
on a trail. When is an elephant gonna come out at you when you're on the stepper?
Right, when you're outside, you gotta watch traffic, God. You gotta watch, but I'm giving you a good tip here. You gotta watch for the things around you.
But traffic?
Boogeymen? Traffic?
Doesn't have anything to do with balance.
It does. You have traffic? To all of a sudden dodge out of a semi-truck?
Why are you running in the middle of the road?
Sometimes you have to. You got to cross the road. Oh, God, here comes a truck. Speed up. Slow down. You know, but I love that tip.
I feel like you're ruining this segment.
I'm trying not to ruin. All I'm saying is I've seen people who constantly, I shouldn't say this, I don't know their lives when they
You've
go home.
You've seen people constantly
but I've seen
dodge
people,
semis?
No, in the gym, I've seen them, and I always think to myself, yeah, you're doing that in here, but do you ever go outside? Do you ever go outside? Or do you just constantly do this cardio in the gym? Mm-hmm. And I think there's something very valuable about taking it outside.
there was one more tip.
Please. Please share.
My little notes.
Because I have something to ask you.
Avoid your chair. Because sitting is bad for you.
Oh, yeah.
And
God.
Even,
you're good at that.
That's, yeah, Janice does
Janice
like to stand.
Standing.
Love
but,
to stand.
I mean, you know, I'm just saying. It's like we really want to get up. So The best thing for you to do is to get up at least 3 times an hour and stretch out and move your body. And the chair is like you want to avoid your chair as much as possible. At least 3 times an hour, get up and stretch and extend your spine and breathe deeply for at least 60 seconds.
Yeah, remember, I always remember that Christmas gift. Remember, Brittany found you that Christmas gift, the $8,000 contraption you put on your treadmill to do your work. Remember?
The desk?
The desk. The tread desk.
Yeah.
It was only for like $8,000.
Because the whole point is that it, like, when you're sitting in your chair, it imbalances your body. And it's like your ligaments deform. All kinds of horrible things happen. Ligaments literally, like, deform. Isn't that weird?
Really?
Yeah.
Can I ask you my question now?
I mean, I'm sure it's going to be.
No, it's about this, because you started out with it, yeah, about the Swiss ball. Because I've seen you do this, and I must admit, I saw a guy at the gym. You can go on a Swiss ball. It kind of, I've seen you do it.
Squat on one?
You can do
all. I can do it.
I know. Now tell.
But you burn more calories if you squat on the ground.
Do you really?
I have to.
But you have to have.
Because you're able to do more. You're able to do them with more weight, and you're able to do them with more
force.
But
Jillian, it's pretty impressive.
It is impressive.
It
I know.
Is. And
I know.
To tell me, though,
yeah,
to be able to. That's pure core. It's not. That's
no,
not so much balance,
more,
is it?
It is more than core. It's all your stabilizing muscles and core. Because you want to feel that, you'll feel that in your ankles. It's brutal. It recruits a lot of your stabilizing muscles.
So,
but you can't generate a lot of force. That's the thing.
But it's impressive. Like, did you learn that was from that? Was that from martial arts? Or because the guy I watched
no,
at the gym one time was
like,
a fighter.
No. I think I saw it on like some guy do it in the gym, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna do that.
Oh, really?
And then I did.
It's pretty. Now, even to get on it, though, like, even to get, like, you were on your knees. I saw you, and you were talking.
I know, that's the cheap way of doing
it. Knees.
That's a bad way of doing it. The more advanced way of doing it is to put your hands on the front of the ball and then jump your feet onto the ball.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yeah, that's the better way to do it. But when you get on your knees and then you step up.
Yeah, I've done it like this.
Like you're popping up
and
on a surfboard.
I fall down.
But like when you can put both your hands on the front of the ball and jump your feet onto the ball, that's the more advanced way of doing it.
It's just so cool. It's very cool.
I know.
I think one time you should do the whole show
on a ball?
Swiss ball.
Okay.
You probably could.
I could.
Here, I throw out this challenge. I throw down the gauntlet. And the thing is, you probably can.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you look out.
Oh, well,
there's
I just,
only, if you want
to
make me
that.
Miserable, endurance cardio makes me miserable.
Okay.
That makes me, I wish I was dead.
I
like,
know,
I can do
that.
The one-arm pull-up and the one-arm push-up and the balance on the ball. I can do anything impressive twice. The third rep, it starts to look a little dodgy. And by the fourth time, I'm in complete and total collapse. But, like, I can do inverted push-ups. I can hang upside down and fling myself around like G.I. Jane all day long. For one or two reps, it's like no one can keep up with me. I had to go do the stairs with my friend the other day. She's like, okay, let's do the stairs 5 times and run to Shutters and back. And it was like a 4-mile run. And I was like, wait a minute. Do you want me to go up the stairs? And I'm not, it's not a flight of stairs, like 100 stairs.
I
was like,
do
you want me to run up and
about.
Down the stairs 5 times and then run
four
miles? One way is, which is uphill? I was like, no.
What did you do?
Oh, I cried. I bitched and moaned the entire time. And she wanted to talk the whole time.
No talking.
I was so unhappy. I was like, this awful. I hate you. Oh my God.
No, you know what, Jillian? More
hate
for
it.
You.
It's not
so much the endurance. It's because you get bored. You need constant stimulation. Your brain, because your brain fires so fast that it's more that you tune out. You get bored.
Oh no, I really just hate it. And then when we got all the way, I kept thinking, oh my God, like I have to run all the friggin' way back.
Like
I just kept thinking that. Like, I was like, it couldn't even be excited about getting closer to Shutters or the pier because I was like, the farther we get away from the car, The farther back I have to run.
It's like the paddleboard experience.
It was like the paddleboard all over again. I was so
freaking
unhappy. Oh my God. It was just, and I was like, why don't we just turn around here? And my friend's like, be positive. And I mean, I was like, dude, I'm like, I got an IT band thing. My pelvis is uneven.
Don't you know I have one breast bigger than the other?
And one's a B, one's a C. I can't do this. And I didn't walk for 2 days. My legs were so sore. And my daughter now walks down the stairs and goes, ow, 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 ow. Because that's how I walked down the stairs for 2 days. So she just thinks that's what you say when you walk down the stairs now. The house. Ow, 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 ow. Oh, yeah. Mama, ow.
I'm like, God.
Okay.
Oh, that slays me. I think that tops the paddleboard story right there. Oh, little Lou. Ow, ow, ow.
Ow.
Okay. Okay. When we come back, we'll chat to some people. Yeah. We'll be right back. Okay, we are back, and Chris is waiting to talk to you.
Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Hey there, Jillian.
Hi, bud.
I have to tell you, I listen to the podcast every week, and I am really enjoying the new season of The Biggest Loser.
Oh, I'm glad that makes one of us. Oh, well, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
So, I have been working on my weight since April, lost 30 pounds, going to the gym 6 days a week. But I have to admit that I've had a little advantage because I'm not working right now.
Mm.
And I know that eventually I'm going to get back into a work routine, and I'm going to have to figure out what are my minimum days I have to make it to the gym and how many minutes. And I'm watching TV, and first my local station did a story on high-intensity interval training.
HIIT training, yeah.
Yeah, and then they did Tabata.
Okay.
And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, oh, great, the quick fix to go with the quick fix diet. I thought, you know. And then when they show these women doing this Tabata at the end of their spin class, I swear, Julian, I thought they'd sped the tape up. I thought it looked insane.
That's funny.
And I thought, boy, there's a way to get injured. So my questions are,
yes.
Is there a difference between high-intensity interval training and Tabata?
Yes.
Is it safe?
Yes.
Is it something you can do on your own? Because I'd like to wean myself. I'm kind of dependent on the gym, and I'd like to get work in some routines that aren't at my gym.
Okay.
Too.
Okay.
You know.
Sure. So, all right. First things first. High-intensity interval training is Tabata, but it also encompasses other things as well. So basically, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's an interval of exercise or cardio that's very intense, where you get your heart rate up 85% plus. So you could be doing a resistance circuit and then jump rope really quickly for a minute, 30 seconds, a minute and a half, 2 minutes. I like to think of it as anything from 20 seconds to 2 minutes, and
okay.
I play with those intervals, number one, to mix things up for people, and number two, based on their fitness level. Now, Tabata is a very specific kind of interval training. So Tabata is when you only train for 20 seconds on and 10 seconds off, and you do it for 8 minutes and no more, and
right.
You are at 100% of your max. Now, here's my only issue with Tabata, because I have no problem with it. I incorporate it into workouts for, you know, some people who are more fit. So, for example, I do a little Tabata training way later on in the season. I have found that for people who are at an intermediate level of fitness, intermediate to good, 30 seconds is a better interval time. And then I don't stop my exercise. What I'll usually do is bring their intensity back down from 85 plus to 70, you know, and then back up. But if they're, you know, I will occasionally, if we're on the cardio, if we're doing just cardio, if I use it that way, then I'll say, okay, 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off, a minute on, 30 seconds off. And I play with it depending on their fitness level. So
right.
The more fit you are, the less recovery time you have. And then the more fit you are, the more you shorten the interval time and up the intensity. So let's say, you know, with the contestants, I might do something where they run for 2 minutes at 5 miles an hour in week, you know, two. And then we get, you know, a minute walking at 2.7. But in week 10, I have one of them running 12 miles an hour for 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off, 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off. So you see how I've progressed. I've shortened their time and increased their intensity, and I've shortened their recovery. So I have increased the intensity and shortened the interval time, and then I've also subsequently decreased their intensity. So as you get more fit, that's what happens. So and when you're less fit, longer interval period, less intensity, little more recovery time, and you graduate it that way. And it is very effective, though. High-intensity interval training is extremely effective for several reasons. Number one, because it's boosting heart rate and it's burning so many calories, and it's not only burning a ton of calories while you do it, but the EPOC, which is the afterburn effect of the activity, is greater because of your intensity. So you not only burn more calories while you do it, you burn more calories after you do it. And HIIT training is one component of pretty much every fitness product I have out there. Whether it's DVDs, it has HIIT training built into these circuits. Whether it's my Body Shred program, which is a class that you can take at Crunch right now, but it's going into other gyms this year. But HIIT training is a component of that. I have a 2-minute interval in the middle of a 6-minute circuit. I train my clients. I train my contestants that way with HIIT intervals because it is so effective. So it's absolutely something that you should incorporate. In fact, ironically enough, I have a whole section on how to do it in my new book, Slim for Life. I will send it to you, and there's a whole section on how to kind of maximize your exercise so you're getting the most for your time. And HIIT training is in there, and it tells you exactly what it is and exactly how to do it and how to progress it in that book.
Okay. All right.
All right, buddy. Have a great day.
All right. You too.
Okay, bye. Okay, we are back, and Mary's waiting to talk to you. Hey, Mary, what's going on?
Hey, Jillian. Oh, my heck. I can't believe I'm talking to you, or that I just said heck.
I was just going to say, oh, my heck. Is it bad to say, oh, my hell? Or is hell bad? Is hell a bad word?
In Utah, a lot of people think it is.
Oh, Utah. Yeah.
Okay. But not for me.
Okay, go on. Utah, yeah, okay. I have a lot of friends in Utah, though. But anyway, go on.
So I have a question, and the question that I sent in was, I am trying to change to a super healthy, low-calorie diet, and based on everything that I've heard you say and read, I'm trying to keep my calorie count to between, and I'm being nice to myself, between 1,200 and 1,600 calories a day. And I'm having a terrible time. The question is there just a period of time where you have to be hungry all the time?
Can I ask you how much weight you're trying to lose?
60, 65 pounds.
Okay. All right. And how often are you working out?
I work out at least 4 times a week. I have a great trainer, John Cross, here in Salt Lake.
Okay.
And I can work out really hard. I'm strong. I bench 125, I leg press 480, and I can, you know, I can work out for 90 minutes. My cardiovascular fitness is not good, but I'm working on running. But like on days that I work out, I'll start with, say, you know, 2 eggs and some oatmeal.
Okay.
Work out, and then I'm starving. I'll eat a huge salad.
Okay.
Maybe, you know, in between those two meals by 11 a.m. or noon, that's 800 calories.
Yep.
That I've already consumed for the day. And,
you're going, oh, my God. Yeah. I feel you. Okay. This has always been so hard for me, too. I'm not going to kid you. And what's happening is that your body is just going, oh my God, you know, we have this huge calorie deficit. I'm hungry. And it's releasing a hunger hormone. So there are a couple of different ways of handling this. And this is what sucks about dieting, is that you are going to go through these periods where your body is going to say, no. I don't like, you know, we burned 1,000 calories. No, I'm hungry. A couple of things will help a little. Number one, let's try sleeping. Are you sleeping enough? Are you getting at least 8 hours?
Yes, I can sleep through the night. You know, I work actually on movie crews, so my schedule can be, you know, I can have to work graveyard or splits or, I mean, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
If you cannot get 8 hours of sleep, you're in big trouble, because one of the number one contributors to hunger is when you're not sleeping. So while you're trying to lose weight, if your sleep is not consistent, you're in trouble. You have to try to get at least 8 hours of sleep.
Okay.
7 is your minimum. 8 is your ideal.
Okay.
So
I'm writing that
if you can fix that, that would be helpful. Number two, hydration. So a lot of times we can physiologically mistake not having enough water or being dehydrated for hunger. Try before you have every meal, pound a glass of water, try to just constantly try to be drinking water, having water in your system, because number one, it's going to make you feel full. And number two, it'll help if you are dehydrated to shut down any of that overflow. What's the word I'm looking for? Like the physical reaction to the dehydration and your misinterpretation of it as hunger, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So now let's cheat this out a little bit. All right. I want you to practice something called I don't know where it got this name, but I picked it up along the way. I can't tell you this name is official, but volumetrics. Basically, I want you to eat more food, but I want it to be lower calorie food. So instead of two eggs, which is going to be, by the way, there's nothing wrong with a whole egg, but we're talking about hunger right now. So two eggs, you're talking about 160 calories. That would be like 7 egg whites.
Yeah.
So if I was you, I would make like 8 egg whites. And first two things. Number one, green vegetables are free food. Eat as much of them as you want. So you can make 7 egg whites and put as many vegetables in there as you want. By the way, I'm still talking about mushrooms, bell peppers, spinach, load it up. So think of those like sort of leafy, watery vegetables, like free food. Eat as much as you want, because the reality is you're probably going to break even. There's literally next to no calories in those types of foods, and they're so high in phytonutrients and fiber that you're going to break even on the digestion of them. And you're better off getting the phytonutrients, but they're going to make you feel more full because of the water content and the fiber. So green veggies are full, pig out, go crazy. Go with foods that are lower in calories, but you can eat more of them. So do 7 egg whites instead of 2 regular eggs.
Okay.
Hydrate and sleep. Next. Try a fiber supplement. So I want you to, you can do fancy fibers that are like soluble and insoluble with like hemp fiber and pectin and all this stuff. Or you can freaking get some psyllium husks and you can take some psyllium husk pills with a lot of water, by the way, and they'll bulk up in your stomach and they'll make you feel full because they literally are filling you up. So try that whenever you feel you're most hungry. Like if your hungriest is at that snack point during the day, or if it's at night, try that. Do fiber, lots of water, unlimited fruits and veggies, lower calorie foods, more of them. How do you feel about caffeine?
I drink coffee, but I'm not addicted to coffee. I go periods without it. So.
Okay. I hate to... Here's the reality. Caffeine curbs hunger. It does.
Okay.
So I don't want you to get addicted to caffeine, but up to 400 milligrams a day is considered safe, normal. It's 2 strong cups of coffee. There are fat burners out there that are, that have caffeine in them. I mean, if you took 1 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon, it's going to help curb your hunger. And it's going to help you accelerate if you're taking it before you train. It's going to help improve your physical performance in the gym, which is going to burn more calories while you're exercising and long after. So just think,
I'd like that.
200 milligrams of caffeine in the morning and maybe 200 early afternoon, like 12 or 1. Obviously, don't go later. And it's going to help curb your appetite, and it's going to help boost your athletic performance in the gym. Again, the more natural you go on this is key, so stay away from things like 5-hour, anything with like artificial color, artificial sweeteners. Even if you just wanted to do an espresso, you know, it's like that's okay too. So between the fiber, the unlimited greens, the water, the sleep, you know, a little bit of caffeine, that should really help you. And anything that's triggering your hunger, like commercials on TV, TiVo them. You know what I mean? Anything that's like psychologically cueing you to eat, if it's the donut shop on the way to work, take a different route.
Remember from an Unlimited because, you know, don't test your willpower.
Yes.
I've taken that to heart.
No. Willpower is a muscle. The more you use it, the more fatigued it gets. So I have a bunch of tips in Slim for Life on this, on curbing cravings and crushing cravings and curbing hunger. Literally, like, a ton of information in there. And it's everything from, like, aromatherapy to taking 3 bites and walking away to starting your meal with soup to yoga poses. I mean, like, everything. So I'm going to send you a copy of Slim for Life as well. It's not even out yet, so it might be out when we have this show.
It'll be out when the show runs.
So there's a ton of information in there on crushing cravings and curbing hunger as well.
Okay,
bud, but try all that stuff that I just mentioned as well.
I wrote it all down. I love the caffeine prescription, and I want to thank
you know, it's not normally
in the world.
There's a bunch of teas as well that I have in the book that are also, like, there's even caffeine-free options if you need them, like herbal options, like ginseng, licorice, bilberry. Like, I give you, like, there's a ton of information in the book on this. So if you're not okay with the caffeine, there's other things you can do. But the caffeine, fat burners, they do work. They're not a panacea, but if you combine them with eating right and working out, they will help.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Thank you so much.
All right, pal.
You're amazing. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you.
You have the perfect arms. I'm after getting myself some Jillian arms, I always say.
I wouldn't call them perfect, but I will take the compliment. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye. Perfect arms. Perfect arms, Michaels.
Huh? You know, I think I said on another show that I was going to do a documentary of you, and I was just going to show your bottom half. Now maybe I just have to show your top half.
I really don't think you have a future in filmmaking. I mean, your visual aesthetic is severely lacking, as we've seen.
I'm not wearing flannel this time.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.